following deadline. He says that possibility hurts his negotiating power.
If they think Brexit can be blocked anyway, they're not going to give us the deal we need.
According to Scotland, here's a challenge Tuesday to Johnson's plan to suspend Parliament. Brits voted 3 years ago to leave the European Union. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our forecast continues to be dry for today and relatively tolerable humidity, even though our high temperature should make it up to about 94. Clear skies tonight, overnight low 69. Now, tomorrow, Sunday, and Labor Day Monday, the humidity is back with us, and the threat for random hit-or-miss storms will also return. Highs in the low to mid-90s. What happens next week with Dorian? Could Alabama have some sort of effect from the storm? Our weather app will keep you on top of the action throughout the weekend and into next week as well. Get it on your phone or tablet. Now, go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. We now know that the man hit by a train Wednesday night in Coosada is a former Stanhope Elmore High School principal and football coach. 89-year-old Conrad Henderson is in the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Police say he is in stable condition. This wreck happened at the intersection of Coosada Parkway and Pecan Grove Road. Prattville police have opened a homicide investigation after they say a person was shot and killed Thursday night. This happened at the Candlestick Mobile Home Park. Police do tell us they have one person in custody for questioning. And a former eclectic city councilman has died at the age of 88. Charles Powell passed away on Tuesday. Powell was a city councilman in Eclectic for 12 years. He also served as a Montgomery firefighter for 20 years. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwire them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Usually you test it out to see if it'll come in right.
Well,
whatever,
I was trying to bring Clay in.
We blew the whole show. Just take us off air. It's over.
Our ratings just went to zero.
I'm here for exactly 60 seconds, and the show was wrecked.
Wrecked.
Already.
We had two other guests this morning. They both did a fine job.
See, there you go.
There we go. Oh!
I thought you'd cue it, but well, I know you didn't have time.
I would have if I'd had time.
And if I'd have known better, I would have told you to cue it, because I should have known.
This is the fourth lineup we've had today on this program. Right to left on your radio dial right now. One F. Jackson Campbell III, the would-be mayor of Montgomery.
Yeah, we blew that, Jack.
Thanks. The inimitable 84.
I have a really good idea that I'll tell y'all off mic about Jack and the mayor's office.
The impresario of radio, one Dave Mallory.
Yeah, the Mariano of the Marriott.
The chairman.
I'm Baron Coleman. We're having a good time up here. Your calls are welcome, 272-9228. Despite the terrible, you know, we get a call about how great our bump music is, and then we drop a dud right in the middle of the program.
It's a great song. It just didn't quite come
well,
in.
It didn't hit.
We should have, cued it a little bit better.
Hey, Klabe, did you hear that the governor dressed in blackface? No, I'm just kidding.
What? Which governor? You about Virginia? Yeah, that's old news.
Yeah, well, kind of. We've had an interesting run.
Whatever happened to him, by the way?
He's still there.
That's what I thought. Oh, and can I just say for the record, I've got lots of black friends, okay?
Right.
You should have called during the 10 o'clock hour.
I couldn't get through. The lines were packed.
Too many people with black friends?
That's right.
It's a trope, but it's true. Inevitably, when a racist topic comes up, everyone points to how many black friends they have. I got multiple black friends.
I don't have a racist bone in my body.
But I love to ask them when they say that. Oh, yeah. How many have you had over to, like, eat supper or cook out with you? Well, none.
Well, that's different.
But they're my friends. I talk to them at work.
Yeah, they don't like you, sir. They wouldn't come to your house if you invited them.
Exactly.
I can assure you. Our number, 272-9228. That's the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. We'll head to the phones early since it's Friday and there are no rules. And we do defer to the callers on Friday. And we've had a host of callers on Friday. We had 18 callers during the first 90 minutes of this program.
That's odd. That you would take 18.
It's odd that I would take that many. Who's this?
All right.
Oh, well, don't let us interrupt your conversation, sir. Listen, just keep going. All right, you got to call.
He's probably at Popeye's trying to get one of those sandwiches.
You're going to have to call us back. Florida's prepping for an absolute monster in Hurricane Dorian. If you have anybody at all, whatsoever, that you know in Central Florida, they're probably going to be heading north. Might not be a bad idea to have them in.
Is the U.S. Weather Service now naming transy names?
What?
Dorian.
Dorian's not a transy name?
No, it means trendy, right?
No.
Trendy or trans?
Trans name.
Oh, you mean like Pat?
Yeah, Pat.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Or Chris. Tracy. Terry.
Yeah.
Tracy, yeah.
Terry.
Yeah, they're going to all non-sexual names.
I'm waiting for them. Don't they go alphabetical?
Yes. They do.
And they have a, and I think they go girl, boy, or boy, girl. But
used to be all chicks.
Now if I was the head of the NOAA, we would have Braden,
Hayden,
Caden,
Dayden,
Dayden,
Aiden,
Gayden, Aiden, Drayden. Well, Aiden would be first. Aiden, Braden,
Hayden,
Caden, Drayden.
Sound like a third grade
Jayden,
classroom in Montgomery.
Hayden. Yeah.
I'm looking at this storm. It is massive.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's
big.
I'm looking at it on the weather radar as we speak.
Eek.
This thing is
huge.
It already has a defined eye wall, and it's still hundreds of miles away.
I have a friend who lives in Jacksonville, and like his Facebook post today was, my insurance company emailed me to remind me that my catastrophic deductible is $4,800. Like, get ready,
just prepare him. You better rob the liquor store before the storm hits, because you're going to need the money after.
Well, wait till it hits and then takes out the cameras. You know, kind of like in Jeff Epstein's cell.
Right. Yeah. Well,
and then go rob the liquor store.
Yeah, I don't think it was a coincidence that this storm went right over Pedophile Island or right next to Pedophile Island.
Well, I mean, they've got the weather making machine like Cobra.
But now they're running it right at I don't know where this is going to hit. It looks like it could hit anywhere from Gainesville, Cocoa Beach area down to about Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
So good luck.
And then I think it's supposed to like just go up the coast because this guy was saying that Jacksonville looks like it's going to take a pretty nice hit.
There are times I look around and think, why did we move from Boca back to Montgomery? And then I look at the weather today, and I'm like, that's why.
Nice not to be in Boca today.
Nice not to be in Boca today, filling up bathtubs with water and battening down the hatches. Who's this?
Hey, I called earlier, and I this is me again. I know you don't like repeat callers.
Oh, I love repeat callers.
I was going to break bread with you. I mean, when I talked about Jimmy Poole earlier, I was a witness yesterday. And he kept that Jack Sawyer is a public defender. Man, I don't know that you may know who I'm talking about.
Wait, is this referencing an earlier call?
Am I
having a stroke? I don't remember saying anything about Jimmy Poole.
Jack Sawyer was representing one of my friends, and...
Yeah, but when was this call you're referencing? It wasn't today.
Oh, Jimmy Poole.
No, when was that call? When did you place a call to this program? On what day?
Oh, it's about an hour.
No, you did not talk about this today.
Well, I'm afraid so. It's Friday, isn't it? The 30th.
Is there a gas leak in the studio? Because we don't remember.
Quest has the memory of an elephant.
I was mentioning to Jack that I'm glad to hear him back, and he made mention that he's back for a couple of weeks. And then, but aside from that, I don't know.
Eric was our fourth caller.
What I was saying, Baron, is talking about Jimmy Poole. I'm sure that you've been before him quite some time, but he kept referring to Jack Sawyer as Mr. Crawford. I don't know who an attorney Crawford is, and every time he would call Mr. Sawyer up, and he would say, "Okay, well, Mr. Crawford, is there anything else you got to add?" And Jack Sawyer, being an attorney and the court reporter, and she said that we need to put a name tag on him and making a joke, and the whole damn courtroom busted out laughing. And even Jimmy Poole himself got tickled with that, because, and then I'll be damned if he didn't do it again.
Eric, you did not bring any of this up an hour ago.
I think Eric is testing our mental sanity. Either that, or he's gone into a portal and gone into another dimension, and there's a parallel universe where he did, in fact, call an hour ago, but he talked about Jimmy Poole and Jack Sawyer.
In the parallel universe is the story that he told funny?
No.
Okay, just checking, because it's not funny in this one either.
Eric, we appreciate your call.
Guess you ought to be there, pal.
In the parallel universe...
it was a comedy of errors.
It's all a comedy of errors.
In the parallel universe, there was a fair mayor's race Tuesday. The governor did not dress up in blackface and get caught on audio recording talking about it. And there is not a hurricane coming down on the state of Florida. So total different place. And I guess Jimmy Poole is high comedy in that parallel universe.
Judge Poole is a funny guy. He wouldn't have got the humor to this thing either. You know what I'm saying? He's not funny.
And he said, "I've been before Judge Poole. Like, I'm a misdemeanor. I'm always in trouble."
Right. That's what I took out of it.
Well.
Yeah, he didn't mean you as a lawyer. He just meant, like, you have appeared before him.
You know, the last 39 times you got caught, you've been before him one of them, right? There's only three judges down there.
Mr. Coleman, sweatpants are not okay in the courtroom.
Mr. Coleman, you cannot wear your Randall Cunningham jersey and your Nike sweatpants, sir.
Come on.
Your unlaced Timberlands.
You know, if you could, you'd wear that Adidas tracksuit, though.
God, oh, yes. My. Yes. Or which one? That's my question. Which one?
God, I mean, yes.
Well, you class it up. You wear the black one.
I have a black one and a navy one. And I promise you, I want that orange one that they just came out with the brown stripes. I want it so badly. Ooh, I want it so badly. I've seen it. They got a crimson one with white stripes. You know my lifelong dream is to replace Don Fisher as the play-by-play man for Indiana University. He's been there since 1973.
Right. The year of my birth.
He has been there 46 years. He has called 3 national championships. He has called countless amazing games.
Is it time for him to go?
Well, I mean, he's been there 46 years.
That doesn't matter.
Okay. At some point, he'll leave, and I want to replace him.
Okay.
Whether it's next year or 10 years or whatever. My dream.
We can't confirm or deny that Barron was seen constructing an ice floe push him out on.
Maybe. Guess who is calling a basketball game in Assembly Hall this year? Guess who is calling a basketball game in Assembly Hall this year? Not your humble host. And your humble host asked, "Can I go with you and be the color guy, Mr. Play-by-Play?" Doug Amos will be calling a basketball game.
Wow.
In Assembly Hall for the Troy Trojans.
I thought you were going to say Daryl Parker.
No. He will be calling an unfair election in Montgomery.
It was a comedy of errors.
No, I ran into Doug at a function not long ago, and he came up. He said, guess where I'm going to be in November? I said, where? He goes, your cathedral.
Oh, just to stick it in your eye.
Yeah, just to get me. I said, can you please? He said, I'm going to ride the team bus up. I said, I'll meet you there. Just let me in. Just let me sit there. He said, I don't know. You know, he's doing his little, I don't think I can. Calling a basketball game in Assembly Hall.
You know, I know where Doug lives.
My dream.
He could have a flat tire that morning.
You know where he stay?
I mean, I'm just saying, he could have a flat tire that morning.
I'm just saying, if you guys know anybody who can hook me up with that job, Don Fisher's job, when he gets done, just let me know. I'll be happy to take it. Very jealous right now. I'm just kidding. I'm not moving from these microphones ever. I'll be in this seat till the day I die. Actually, I hope that's not true. But I hope I die like 100 or 120, 150. They said immortality is like 10 or 12 years away.
But also the world ending in 10 or 12 years. So, you know, well, either way.
Even Steven.
I guess we're immortal at this point.
We're all immortal then. We'll be back.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Spencer Mann over at Auburn House Wash. Auburn House Wash is taking the River Region by storm, ladies and gentlemen. If you have not seen what these guys are capable of doing, get on their Facebook page, Auburn House Wash. Go to their website, auburnhousewash.com, or just call them, 826-WASH. Now, I know it says Auburn House Wash, but they have a truck dedicated to the River Region. But when you check out these pictures, these before and after pictures, these time-lapse photos, these time-lapse videos, you'll see they can take an old house and make it look brand new. It's unbelievable what Auburn House Wash can do, and the price is supremely affordable. Absolutely, probably 5, 10, 15% what you expect to pay for such a service. 826-WASH on the web, auburnhousewash.com. It's a proprietary low-pressure system. It's not going to damage the mortar and the brick and the trim and the windows. auburnhousewash.com, 826-WASH, or check them out on Facebook. The best things in
life are free. Hi, folks. Rusty here, and everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. All right, guys, welcome back in. 21 minutes after 11 o'clock. 21 minutes after 11 o'clock. My friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage, all they want to do is make sure you pay as little as possible for your home mortgage. That's it. Kim Williams sits around all day, every day, begging. Says, please, please send me your business. Please, 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 please call me. Make me busy. And she is busy because this time of year, she has really fired up the home mortgage reduction computer. And they've got it going on over there. Alabama Home Mortgage is unlike anything you've ever dealt with. They focus on customer service. They focus on getting the right answer. They focus on getting a program for you. And just like the guy called the other day. There's a man that called the other day and he said, you know what? I can recommend Kim Williams above anybody and everybody that I've ever done business with because she told me not to refinance. That's how she makes her money. She doesn't make money when you call. You pay her nothing till you refinance.
That's somebody you can trust.
And she said, your situation, sir, it's not worth it. Don't do it. So she spent all the time and at the end turned down the business. Right. That's someone you can trust. That's Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. ALAHomeMortgage.com. Her NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. Once again, right to left on your radio dial, Jack Campbell, 84, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, Randall.
Hey, fellas. I ain't never been waiting on a chance to tell you about that. I kept forgetting on Fridays, but when you brought up the sport, Jack Johnson that used to play for Indiana, you know who that is?
Jack Johnson.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
That ring a bell?
No.
Oh, well, crap, damn. I met his son-in-law anyway. He lives here in Huntsville, and I thought you talked about him one day. I don't know why. Anyway, I guess not. I guess that's why I wasn't supposed to bring it up. How you doing, 84?
I'm doing good, Randall.
I'm going to get off. I'm going to go.
Jack Johnson was on the 1966-67 Indiana Hoosier team. That would have been... I wonder
if he wore blackface. 67.
It was that year. Now, they didn't do that in Indiana. He was a forward.
Are you sure?
You don't know that.
He was a forward, wore number 33 here. And let's see. Jack Johnson. That's all
Did
I know.
Did he play vaguely chilled out like Hawaiian music?
Different Jack Johnson.
Oh, okay.
He was listen to this. He was a 6'6 forward from Greenfield, Indiana, which means he would have gone to Greenfield High School where my parents both went. How about that? I've never heard of him. Maybe I have mentioned him on air. Yeah?
Who knows?
I'm getting a text. I'm wondering if it's from my... there it is. My dad just texted Jack Johnson played at Greenfield. How about that? He's probably on the app, so he's a minute behind.
There you go.
How about that? What a small world. Randall talking about somebody from my hometown. Little bitty Greenfield, Indiana.
Hmm.
How about that? All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all. I can't do the blackface anymore. I'm sorry. I cannot do it. I wish I could do it.
What do you mean? Wish you could dress up or wish you could stop talking about it?
No, wish I could keep talking about it, but I can't. Trump has fired somebody for leaking out of the Oval Office. An aide and top gatekeeper to the president has resigned from her position after the White House caught her leaking to the press. Bloomberg and New York Times reported late Thursday. Her name was Madeline Westerhout.
Well, Madeline Westerhout.
She is the now former special assistant to the president and director of Oval Office Operations. She'd worked for the president since the transition, but according to the report, she shared details about Trump, his family, and his time in the White House during an off-the-record chat with reporters. I'm going to show you gentlemen a picture of her. She looks like a trainee.
Oh.
Kind of has a man look to her, if you look there. No?
You know, I was just thinking.
She's got an Adam's apple.
You know what I was thinking?
She doesn't. She just got a chubby face.
She has an RBF, though.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know.
You know what I was thinking, though?
She could be a dude.
And Trump is the king of trolling.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't really put, like, media in his tweets.
Mm-hmm.
But God, if he would just tweet out a stop snitching stop snitching sign or something, you know, or tweet what's the guy's name, the rapper that was on 60 Minutes, and he's like, man, I wouldn't call the cops if a serial killer lived next door to me. I'm from Baltimore. Snitches get stitches.
That's the one I was going for.
I'm just saying, Cameron is who that was. I'm just saying, if I was Trump, I don't need the NDA.
Mm-mm.
Stop snitching.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. An IG report came out yesterday. Jack was mentioning that earlier. We have...
Instagram?
No, not that. Inspector General report on James Comey.
This isn't affiliated with the grocery stores, IGA.
Right.
Totally different. Totally different.
So this guy...
Though I have shopped at an IGA in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. I mean...
Where are they? Everywhere.
There used to be one in Cloverland.
Yeah, so yeah, they used to have them
right
all over.
Next to WSFA.
Yeah,
an IGA
there's still
you.
One over there.
Is it?
Yeah, it still goes by.
Yeah, I'd say the IGA was always like that was the closest place to my grandma's house to get groceries. They sell a good hood snack.
International Grocers Association. What's it stand for?
I think that's right.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
You are kidding me.
No, I'm not.
Stands for cheap meats. What it stands for.
Is that really what it stands for?
Mm-hmm.
I always hear something with an A at the end, and I assume it's association.
Right.
Then a G in a grocery store, I think grocers. Not just through the I. Is that really it? That's impressive.
I've already told you I don't know.
Well, I just impressed myself. I don't do that all that
often. Well, I'm not going to pat you on your back.
Well.
You're doing a good enough job yourself.
Pat myself on the back.
Good thing you're double jointed.
The White House issued an extremely strong statement on the Inspector General's report. It starts, James Comey is a proven liar and leaker. The Inspector General's report shows Comey violated the most basic obligations of confidentiality that he owed the United States government and to the American people, quote, in order to achieve a personally desired outcome, end quote. He shamefully leaked information to the press in blatant violation of FBI policies. Because of that, the nation was forced to endure the baseless, politically motivated two-year witch hunt. Comey disgraced himself and his office to further a personal political agenda, and this report further confirms that fact. Did the president ever weigh in by Twitter? I kept waiting.
But there are no repercussions for Comey.
Doesn't sound like it.
They're not going to sacrifice one of their own.
Doesn't sound like it. He did. He said, the president said specifically of Comey on Twitter, perhaps never in the history of our country has someone been more thoroughly disgraced and excoriated than James Comey in the just-released Inspector General's report. He should be ashamed of himself.
Excoriated?
Never in the history of our country. I guess Benedict Arnold was technically before the country.
Sure.
Yeah.
What about the Rosenbergs?
Yeah, Julius Nethel Rosenberg.
Yeah. What's your buddy's name?
McCarthy?
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe McCarthy?
Yeah.
Joe McCarthy is the greatest American that ever donned shoes and walked on this.
You know what's funny? I told you this, that like the first time that I heard that take, it was simultaneously where I was reading a book and it was about the part that I was reading was that RFK went to the funeral because he worked on the committee for McCarthy. But he had to like sneak because everybody, you know, back then that was like a. That was like the big thing. Like you can't go. The liberal guy can't go to McCarthy's funeral.
Right.
But well, I'll say RFK always liked him.
I'll say this. Joe McCarthy kept the United States from having an Emmanuel Macron or Angela Merkel type government single-handedly. Now, obviously, he wasn't in there decoding the Venona cables himself. Somebody else was doing that and giving him the information. Probably Hoover, if I had to guess. Sure, he liked to dress up in dresses, but the guy did. If he did do that, he...
He was so ugly as a man, I can't imagine him as a woman.
Looked like Eleanor Roosevelt.
Little bull face.
The greatest psyop, one of the greatest psyops in history, is that everybody... What's the first thing you think of? What's the second thing you think of when somebody says about J. Edgar Hoover? First, most people think FBI.
Yeah, then cross-dresser.
Second, they think cross-dresser.
Yeah, someone destroyed his reputation.
Yeah, a thing that never happened.
Right, and that is probably because he was giving the information to Joe McCarthy. Joe McCarthy is the greatest American who ever lived. He recognized the problem. Everybody else was standing around watching happen, and he took it on, and it killed him. It absolutely killed him.
Yeah. That and the, you know, constant guzzling of whiskey, but you know.
But that's why he constantly guzzled the whiskey.
Oh, okay. Just saying.
I mean, you can't drink a liter of whiskey a day and live too terribly.
Too long.
You can't?
We're all testing the specs in here, you know?
I don't know. I had a great uncle who lived a long life drinking, ancient age of
Clay, all. Clay just looked very concerned. He was like, what?
It's okay because the 750, you know, the fifth, that's not a whole liter.
Yeah, that's
fine.
Oh! Woo! That's 80% of a liter.
Yeah, we're fine.
We could.
We could. But a liter, kill you.
Penny Earned Concrete Technologies, 284-9292, 284-9292. My man Tom Latham over at Penny Earned Concrete Technologies is, without a doubt, one of the finest concrete professionals to ever grace this planet. He can do anything. I mean, actually, short of burying bodies, but he'll do just about anything you need done with concrete, whether it's a walkway, a patio, a driveway, some curbing, maybe a little lane you need to drive down.
Did you see that swimming pool he was putting in that backyard the other day?
It looks really good. That's a good looking
pool. I have a friend that has one of those.
Yeah.
I should go take some pictures for you so you can see the finished product.
It is a good looking swimming pool. He can also, he was doing on Facebook a backyard vacation destination where they were doing updates along the way, so you can follow it along. Go to the Facebook page, Penny Aaron Concrete Technologies. Like it. You'll get some updates with what he's doing from time to time. Really cool stuff. Man's creative. Excellent at what he does. He's got great crews. And, man, it's Penny Earn, man. Penny saved, Penny Earn.
But you don't know that he didn't have anything to do with Jimmy Hoffa.
I can't say he didn't. I've never.
You've never discussed
that. I don't know what he was doing the day Jimmy Hoffa disappeared.
Maybe you ought to ask him.
Well, maybe I'm not. I don't want to follow in his footsteps.
Some things you don't want to know, Jack.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Do you like tough trucks and big bucks? Then come to Wind Creek Wetumpka for Gladiators and Greenbacks. Because we're giving away a 2020 Jeep Gladiator and $25,000 free play. You can start earning your entries to win now. Then come in on Saturday, August 31st for the chance to win a 2020 Jeep Gladiator. Then on Sunday, September 1st, you could win a share of $25,000 free play. It's Gladiators and Greenbacks, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Visit beautiful Jasmine Hill Gardens, located in Wetumpka. Purchase your annual pass to experience year-round beauty and events. The 200th family annual pass purchaser receives a four-person adventure with Coosa River Adventures and a George's River Market and Butchery gift basket. Visit jasminehill.org for details.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our forecast continues to be dry for today and relatively tolerable humidity, even though our high temperature should make it up to about 94. Clear skies tonight, overnight low 69. Now, tomorrow, Sunday, and Labor Day Monday, the humidity is back with us, and the threat for random hit-or-miss storms will also return. Highs in the low to mid-90s. What happens next week with Dorian? Could Alabama have some sort of effect from the storm? Our weather app will keep you on top of the action throughout the weekend and into next week as well. Get it on your phone or tablet. Now, go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Everybody here.
All right, guys, 36 minutes after 11 o'clock. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, Dave Mowry, 84, stopped by during the 11 o'clock hour today. We've had four different lineups today.
Yeah.
We had from 9 to 10, Baron, Jack, and Dave. From 10 to 10:30, Baron, Jack, Dave, and Seth. From 10:30 to 11, Baron, Jack, Dave, and Victor. And during the 11 o'clock hour, Baron, Jack, Dave, and 84. Our number, 272-9228, that's the bathinnovations.com guest hotline, if you want to get in, 272-9228. I do want to go over just some of the details real quickly. Actually, I had a better article, but I don't think I printed it, that went through this Inspector General report. The long-awaited report was released Thursday morning. And they talked about James Comey's handling of the memos he took from meetings with President Trump before he was unceremoniously fired in early 2017 for violating department policy and the law when he shared them with a longtime confidant who leaked their content to the press. The report says, we've concluded that Comey's retention, handling, and dissemination of certain memos violated department and FBI policies and his FBI employment agreement. And go on to say, without a doubt, oh, I'm sorry. That's not the report. This is Sean Hannity on Fox News last night. Said, without a doubt, Comey should be sweating a lot tonight about what might be in those reports. The report is expected to be the tip of the iceberg when it comes to Comey, talking about some additional Inspector General reports that are coming. James Comey may actually skate on this thing, though.
Yeah.
I think he may actually skate on this thing. But you know why? Not for the reason you may think. Anybody want to take a stab at why James Comey may skate?
Statute?
No.
Okay.
No, he's still well within the statute. He could be charged.
Is there a bigger fish?
There are more fish. There are more fish.
And he knows all the fishes?
I think he knows where the fish... I think sometimes you have to let some fish go to get other fish.
Yeah.
And I think he definitely... They may need him to testify. Because he was sitting above it, watching it all take place. It was his FBI, but it was Peter Stroke and Andy McCabe and those folks. And I think that may be the bigger thing. Get James Comey in there. Let him know you got him. But then say, let's talk about Peter Stroke and Lisa Page. Let's talk about Andrew McCabe. Let's talk about James Rybicki. Let's get through some of these people here. I really do think that the Conservative Treehouse has probably the best breakdown of the report yesterday that I've seen so far, including going through and outlining who was the whistleblower that brought these memos to the attention. This is probably the most fascinating part of the Inspector General's report. Talking about James Comey trying to cover these up. Do you know where these memos were found? James Comey wrote seven memos after seven meetings with Trump.
The lovely Nellie Orr's house beside her ham radio.
Nope.
Oh. That was good, though.
Not there. They were distributed to James Comey. James Comey had them. They were distributed to Andrew McCabe, Peter Stroke, Lisa Page, James Baker, Bill Priestap, James Rybicki, and others. But nobody kept an actual copy of them.
Hmm, that's convenient. What? Baron, they were out of printer toner.
They must have been out of... It was a comedy of errors.
Yes,
they should have gone to Birmingham.
They were totally going to... They were going to print them out, and then they were like, you know what? The FBI, we're out of toner.
Out of toner.
Just completely out of toner.
Got to go to Birmingham and get a printer.
Well, they got to bring it to them. That's what they're waiting on. Now, see, they'll print them when the printer toner gets there.
So nobody had a copy of these... And the supervising special agent that was looking for them didn't know he was looking for memos. He just knew he was looking for something. So he goes and raids Comey's house. Not there. They go and raid Comey's office. Not there. Where do they find these? They found these, if you look, they found these in the reception area of the FBI's little area up there. The FBI's executive suite.
The reception area?
They were in a drawer in the reception area.
Had Hillary Clinton been walking around with them?
No, Anthony Weiner.
Anthony Weiner, is he the one that left the top secret stuff sitting on the coffee table?
Well, you know, sometimes you forget that you have top secret stuff. I mean, it was a comedy of errors, Clay.
Here is the way the Inspector General came into contact with these.
Baron, yeah. You don't keep important documents like in the vestibule or whatever, you know, of your house, like, yes. You know, the, you know, when you walk the entryway.
That's where the birth certificates and social security numbers,
life insurance policies,
bond certificates, they're all there in the entryway.
$10,000 for the German bearer bonds.
Why would they not be there?
A loaded gun.
That's where I keep all of it.
Right.
Shortly after Comey's removal, a set of the seven memos was provided to the OIG by a department employee who claimed whistleblower status. This individual viewed the memos as extremely sensitive documents and was concerned that there should be a separate set deposited somewhere for safekeeping. The OIG handled and stored all seven memos consistent with the requirements for classified information, even though only memo one had any classified markings at that time. According to notes maintained by the supervisory special agent in charge of the inventory, Comey's records on May 15, 2017, Rybicki noted that the SSA that there were additional documents belonging to Comey stored in the reception area near the former director's office in a desk drawer belonging to Comey's administrative assistant. Out in the reception area.
Well, yeah.
Isn't that where you put classified documents?
Yes.
Well, but see, here's the thing.
Isn't that where
it's the best place to hide them?
Think about it.
In the wide open.
Now, what if you had, I don't know, say, a secret documents case, like a special thing that was hidden in your office that you're supposed to keep, you know, classified material in? Now, that is where crooks would know to look for it. So they put it in the receptionist desk.
Thank you, Dave.
No one would even think to do it. It's like Colonel Mustard in the library with the candles. Like, nobody saw it coming. It was a comedy of errors.
Let me go ahead and stop everybody right now and watch. That sound you're about to hear is everybody in Montgomery going to move their valuables. Get them out of the kids' room. That is the first place crooks look. You know why? Because you think, because you're not a crook, that that's the last place a crook would look. And the crook thinks like you because you're not a crook. And they know you hide the diamonds and the valuables and the cash and everything in the baby's room. Get it out of the baby's room, people. Put it somewhere else.
Look here, Baron.
I'm telling you, everybody in the audience just went, oh, hell.
Take Chris Rock's advice and put it in books.
Actually, I've got all y'all beat, though. When you have no valuables, you don't have to worry about things like this. Yeah. I mean, who wants my 14-year-old 20-gauge shotgun that the dog chewed the stock on?
This man gets it.
Yeah,
come
exactly.
on, guys. This man gets it.
How many Tom, Dick, and Harrys off the street even walk into James Comey's office? Let alone go look through a secretary's drawer.
I understand that, but if you had classified memos on a counterintelligence investigation against the president, and you were not hiding them from anyone.
Right.
Why would you put them there?
Well, you...
Isn't that evidence that they knew that they shouldn't have them?
It was misfiled, Baron. I mean, come on. These things happen.
That's what... The receptionist was going to file it later, and she forgot.
She forgot. She put it in her drawer.
Had to go to lunch, stuck it in the drawer, and it just got left there.
According to notes maintained by the SSA in charge of inventory, Comey's records, Rybicki notified the SSA there were additional documents belonging to Comey stored in the reception area near the former director's office in a desk drawer belonging to Comey's administrative assistant.
Knowing that his office was going to be raided at some point
there
and
you
they
go.
Would get into his filing cabinet knowing that. I mean, Dave, you're making a joke about it, but that's exactly why it was in the receptionist's desk.
These documents were collected into two boxes and, among other things, contained six of the original memos. The SSA's notes reflect that Rybicki also told the SSA about a seventh document, memo number five, that Comey had sent to Rybicki on March 1 via the FBI's unclassified email system, and Rybicki provided the SSA with a copy of that email. So who's the whistleblower? It was the supervisory special agent in charge of inventory.
It was the file clerk.
Basically.
Yeah, it was the dude that was like, this isn't supposed to be filed there. Where is it? And then he found it, and he was like, this is not where it's supposed to be. I'm going to blow the whistle. That's what he should have done.
A reception area? What this tells you is nobody wanted to be in possession of these documents. Nobody. Not Rybicki, not Page, not Stroke, not Baker, not McCabe, not Comey. Nobody wanted to be in control of these memos. They needed them to exist, but they didn't want to hold them.
Jedi mind trick. Wouldn't me?
Exactly.
Boy, I don't know who put them in my desk.
Wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
You were participating in a coup, and this was evidence of that coup, and you didn't want to be holding it because you know what happens to people engaged in coups?
You get put up against a wall.
They get the rope.
They get ropes or bullets in the back of the head, one or the other. Those investigative notes were not in the office of the FBI director when you were when they came searching for them. They were out in the reception area, in the drawer out there.
It's in that drawer with one of the three existing copies of the Declaration of Independence yeah. and a very rare Peanuts comic where Charlie Brown is in blackface. Yeah, it's that and then this, you know, this coup memo.
So that was on May 15th that the memos were turned over. Guess what happens on May 16th? Comey told the Office of Inspector General that on May 16th, he woke up at 2 in the morning, struck by a lightning bolt, he said. He was suddenly realized that if the president had said in his May 12, 2017 tweet there were tapes, then Comey's version of this one-on-one conversation with Trump could be corroborated. In particular, Comey told us he thought the president would be heard on tape asking him to let Flynn go, as Comey had documented in memo number 4. Comey also said he realized Trump will eventually figure out he shouldn't have said that, and he may well destroy those tapes. So somebody needed to preserve that conversation. So Comey said he was lying there playing this in his mind, and I thought, you know what? I can actually do something. If I put into the public square that encounter, that will force the Department of Justice likely to appoint a special counsel to go get the tapes. And even if they won't do that, it will force them to go get the tapes. So Comey told the OIG he lay awake in the middle of the night thinking the tapes could be preserved, but only if I spur the appointment of a special counsel by putting out the memos. So on the morning of May 16, one day after the memos were discovered in a desk drawer in the reception area of the FBI, Comey took digital photographs of both pages of Memo 4 with his personal cell phone, then sent both photographs via text message to Richmond. Comey told the OIG that he transmitted this copy of Memo 4 to Richmond on May 16 because Comey had a specific assignment for him. Comey told the OIG he knew Richmond had a close relationship with a reporter for the New York Times. According to Comey, he directed Richmond to share the content of this memo, but not the memo itself, with the reporter. Comey also said that although Richmond was his attorney at the time, Comey didn't intend to assert any kind of privilege about the direction he gave to Richmond. Comey told the OIG he directed Richmond to share the contents of the memo with the New York Times. Well, he did that because they had been taken the day before. They had been seized the day before. I can't play that song. It's got a foul word in it.
Well,
I'm assuming we have the edited copy here up here at Blue Water, but you never know.
Never know.
And we don't do foul language on this program.
Not at all. But not even off air.
Dolly is always on topic, though.
Correct.
The hottest woman that ever lived, maybe.
Dolly's awesome.
She's close. I mean, she's not, but she's close. Jack?
Yes, sir?
Take a break?
Yes, sir?
We'll be back. Folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. And they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy. Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Hey Montgomery, local businesses need a communication partner who provides services tailored to your needs as well as a local support team. WOW Business is focused on your success so that you can focus on your business. Visit WOWForBusiness.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology, and ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Intellectually honest. Philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What?
guys. Welcome back in. 9 minutes to the top of the hour.
Kitty Minetti. And you're talking about bacon, cotton candy?
Yeah. Yes, sir. I am talking about
10 minutes till lunchtime?
I am. Yes, sir.
And Joey's got 7 more hours now?
Mm. Yes, sir. Joey's going to be dreaming of bacon, cotton candy tonight. He's going to be upside down, feeding himself. ASC Credit Union, my friends. Get by there when you get a chance. ASC Credit Union. Incredible. The Casasa checking account has taken Montgomery by storm. I checked in with the folks at ASC Credit Union not long ago. I said, are people taking advantage of this 4% APY on a checking account up to $30,000? Could be like $100 a month deposited into your checking account by ASC Credit Union. They said, oh, yeah. I said, are people taking advantage of this 3% cash back checking account on everything you purchase up to a certain amount? Yeah, oh, yeah, they're taking advantage of it. I said, what in the world? Who would not? Who would not? Why have you not called ASC Credit Union? Stop it. Stop it. I know you love your bank, but they suck. They don't give you cash back on your checking account. They don't give you a 4% APY. Go to ASC Credit Union. Bank's a four-letter word. Credit Union, that's what the Donald wants you to have. The God Emperor loves the credit unions. Get by there when you get a chance. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations in the River Region. You're going to love them. Federally insured NCUA, equal opportunity lender. Joey Clark joins the program.
Oh, hello.
We got some phone calls. We're going to get to them. Jack had to step out. Joey's in, 84, Dave Barron. I always feel like the audience could get whiplash as often as we change cast up.
Seriously.
Here.
No, it's a hot tag. Keeps them interested.
Well, you know.
So this is 5 for today?
This is our 5th lineup today.
Lineups. Oh, really?
Our 5th lineup today.
Okay. Hey, we're deep
on
this show.
That is a bit much, actually.
That's what I'm saying. It's
hey, we're deep.
Yeah.
I mean, you got depth. You got to use the talent you
that's
got.
Right. That's right.
You can't win national championships if you can't put 5 lineups on the floor.
Deep and wide.
Are we still talking about the show?
Yes.
Miami.
Good morning, Mr. Coleman. How are you doing this Friday morning?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
I am doing very well. Thanks for asking, and thank you for taking my call. I definitely appreciate that.
Of course.
Just quickly, this thing with Comey, you know, I guess it makes sense what happened to Hillary, because classified information, I guess, isn't really the same definition I have for classified. I mean, you can do everything wrong, you can break procedure, break protocols, but you're not breaking any laws.
Are you suggesting there are 2 sets of laws in this country, Mr. Amy? Those for the rest of us and those for the elites?
Yeah, and I think that plays right through for our governor as well, huh?
Wow. You suggesting if your humble host got caught in blackface laughing at black people that he would be asked to resign?
Yeah.
Well, I think if you were to
let me
do
just
that,
assure you, it has not happened, but go ahead.
No, I know that.
I think we need to run an experiment.
Nope.
No. As soon as the show's over. Dave, you got a camera?
I thought Jack,
but I believe in my hearts of heart that if you did participate in an event like that, you would at least stand up and take ownership, just like Mr. Campbell did.
Yeah.
You know, but correct me if I'm wrong, her statement, follow-up statement was, basically, I'm sorry it happened, but I don't remember it.
Yeah.
And, you know, that in itself is horrific. You know, that she is putting herself above, taking into account what Eric mentioned earlier about Doug Jones and everything else. I think it's a sad day.
I think it's probably she's past her prime, clearly. I'm not sure her health is that fantastic anyway. Her memory certainly is terrible if she doesn't remember donning blackface and overalls and crawling around on the floor making fun of black people.
Oh, come on.
And then laughing about it afterwards on an interview.
I'm disappointed that more people don't just take the "I don't know, I was blotto" defense.
Yeah.
You know?
I was drunk. I was in college. Whatever.
Hey,
But at least take ownership of it, you know, and explain why. Yeah. That's not the reason why I called. I called about the Second Amendment.
Oh.
You got a minute to talk about the Second Amendment?
I just got my pistol permit renewed yesterday. Of course I can talk about it.
Yeah, we got like 5 minutes in the show.
So you want me to call back
Monday?
Go to the
Labor Day weekend. Yeah.
Go ahead. We can do it quickly. Go ahead. Second Amendment.
Well, I had an opportunity to meet a new acquaintance.
Uh-huh.
And let's call her Sharon Holman. And she pointed out to me that that really my Second Amendment rights can be infringed and can be abridged completely. So if that's true, then I don't have a right to keep and bear arms. It's a privilege, correct?
They can't be abridged completely. No, that is incorrect.
It is incorrect.
Yeah, they can be infringed, though. They certainly are infringed. Yeah. You can't have a fully automatic weapon and without particular license. Some states you can't carry them on your car concealed. There are some infringements that the Supreme Court has allowed. That's correct. But you cannot have.
But they cannot be a bridge.
They cannot be completely. Well, they can be a bridge, meaning that they're shortened, but they can't be completely taken away from you.
Well, I mean, the Second Amendment itself is really states it's a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, and the right of people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Right.
Right.
Uh-huh. But that in itself. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed is predicated on what? A well-regulated militia.
That's not true. There's a comma there, and the comma totally separates it. There are two different conversations going on in the same thing. That's the danger of trying brevity in a constitution, but that's what happened. It's not dependent on a well-regulated militia, Miami. The Supreme Court has stated that time and time
again. Yes.
And I appreciate your call.
It's more to assist.
Yeah. I mean,
in order to be able to have a well-regulated.
Right.
September 19th, Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
Yeah.
Four, potentially five comics on one night.
Yeah,
one
Mr.
stage.
Spotlow's been telling me about
Seth
that.
Seth Spotlow, Jason Fefe, my man Vern, some guy named Nick. I don't know who Nick is. Family friendly, going to be a big time, Midtown Pizza Kitchen. While you're there, you can get some award-winning pizzas. You can get beer. Draft beer. They got a great wine menu.
Wine?
Desserts,
I'm
appetizers.
I'm going with the mushroom ravioli.
You going to show up?
Oh, it's my
favorite. Be getting off air right when it starts. You going to come?
This is too far in advance.
Not Joe, September 19th.
That's why we're having people commit now.
Commit now. Anything going on this weekend, gentlemen?
The Alabama Open Horse Association Labor Day Horse Show. Now, they got horses in this
fair,
twice.
Man.
Like in the headline, in the this is what it is, horses in this twice. They are big into horses, Baron.
Big horse people. Where are all these horse people going to be gathered?
At the Garrett
Old Town
Coliseum.
Road.
At the Garrett Coliseum?
From Florida, Georgia, Mississippi. It's a regional big horse people gathering.
So if you love horses?
If you're really into horses, you're going to be at the Garrett Coliseum.
So if you
Coliseum.
See a lot of bow-legged folks walking around, it's horses.
I mean, if you want to catch Baron, Dave, and Klabe in the same place again this weekend, you're going to be at the horse show, okay? Because we love horses.
I love horses.
I'm saddling up sassy.
People, men... Big into horses. Big into horses. This weekend?
Yeah.
Big into horses.
You know, tomorrow
August
we got
August
30
to September 1, 8 to 5 every day.
Got a little Auburn, Oregon. We got
I didn't know there was
Bama Duke. We got Georgia Vandy.
We got all out AEW's big pay-per-view.
You know, yeah.
Guys. We got Spa-Francorchamps.
What?
Spa, the Belgian Grand Prix.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. It will be Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. Qualifying tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
Did you lose a bet or
in
something?
In the afternoon, IndyCar in Portland, and then that night, NASCAR in Darlington. Big weekend
wow.
for racing.
Mm-hmm. So, did Georgia play at Vandy or is
yeah,
Vandy coming?
Yeah, open in Nashville.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is. It's the first time since 95 that we've opened with an SEC game.
Hmm.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, usually
first time in a while your first SEC game hadn't been South Carolina, isn't it?
Yes.
Seems like that's usually.
Yes, because somebody smart finally was like, let's move that from the second game of the season.
We'll be back.